This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golz. In our last visit, we considered the importance of our walk being worthy in God's sight based on 2 Thessalonians 1:11. Today, let's consider what Paul says in the same verse about our work. Listen to how Paul put it. By His, that is God's power, He may fulfill every good purpose of yours and every act prompted by your faith. Our work should be purpose-driven and faith-based. Notice the pronoun yours related to good purpose and your related to faith-prompted actions. In the King James translation, it implies that our work is to be the outcome of faith that God's good pleasure will be fulfilled by His power. In the New Living Bible, it reads that God by His power will fulfill all your good intentions and faithful deeds. In the Message, it reads, pray that He'll fill your good ideas and acts of faith with His own energy so that all amounts to something. I like the way the New International Version puts it. God wants us to determine some good purposes. Then we need to act on those purposes by faith. This faith is not to be placed in our ability to fulfill those good purposes. Rather, it is to be placed in God to exercise His power in fulfilling those purposes. Let's consider first how to determine what would qualify as a good purpose. Then how does one, prompted by faith, act on those good purposes? In acting on them, how can we make sure that we are always depending on God to fulfill the good purposes by His power? This is important to understand if we want our work to count for God and eternity.